this kid works for God in her own unique way. This kid does more God work than so many of the ministers out there on the platform. And I guarantee any of you who know her already is going to be shaking your head yes to me. She's absolutely delightful. I love her dearly. This is our Liz.
I'm going to ask to speak every week, because that was the nicest thing I've ever heard about myself. Wow. Anyways, I have to tell you guys, when Reverend Millie asked if I would speak about 2 months ago, I think I've been nervous every day since, and now I've been sick all day, so I haven't had the energy to be. But I told Susie 2 months ago, I go, Reverend Millie asked if I wanted to speak. I don't know if I can. You know, I don't have a problem speaking to friends, and I talk about it all the time, but so I told Susie, I said, I don't think I can do this. And she, 7 years old, said, what is wrong with you? All you have to do is speak from your heart, Mom. So I guess that's what I'll do. I wanted to start with a couple God stories that Blackwing, who is my Indian, who walks real close to me, I wanted to tell, start with one God story. Every day that I take Susie to school, ever since I've gotten my Indian, we're driving to school, and this big black bird will come and swoop by, and both me and Susie will say, you know, hi, Blackwing, hi, Blackwing. Well, Shelly was in town visiting, and that's my sister, and she says, I don't understand about all this Blackwing stuff. What kind of church is this Blackwing? And so we go, don't worry, we'll show you today. So we're driving to school, and of course, we get that one place where Blackwing's supposed to be coming, and no Blackwing. I go, you gotta be kidding me. It's happened like 30 times in a row. Me and Susie are looking at each other, and, you know, so Shelly goes, yeah, right, Blackwing. So she walks Susie to school, and she shuts the door, and I go, all right, this is not funny. You've done it 20 days in a row. When she gets back in this car, you better show her what I mean by Blackwing. She's going to think I'm nuts. So she gets back in the car, and we drive, and I'm going, please do it soon. So all of a sudden, Shelly looks at me, because I'm driving, she looks at me, and turns this way, and I swear, biggest, blackest bird almost went right through my windshield. She's like, ah, is that what you mean by Blackwing? So that didn't leave, I didn't have any doubt, but that definitely didn't leave her any doubt. And then the second God story I kind of wanted to start with was my grandma, who's 99, just passed in January, and really, really close to her, love her to death. She read the Bible all the time. And before she died, I was with her for eight days while she was in the coma, and I asked her when she was in the coma, I said, you know, you got to do something. Didn't expect this. I said, you got to do something for me when you pass away to let me know that you're watching over me and Susie and the whole family. And I said, and she was in a coma, and I said, and I was trying to think, you know, I don't want to tell her to turn the lights on and off, because that's, you know, I can probably think that I could figure a way out of that one. So I asked her, I said, you got to send me a yellow and white bird to let me know that that you're around. So we went to her funeral. It was really hard for us, and Susie and I flew home from New Mexico and went to Blockbuster. Went to Blockbuster the next day and walked out of Blockbuster, walked by a group of people, and this big white male bird just jumps on my arm. It was like the day after, and I was so shocked, and Susie goes, oh my gosh, there's Nanny, and everybody, so everybody's like, what, Nanny? And I told the girl, I said, you've got to let me borrow this bird, so I'm going to Blockbuster. I had a friend of mine, and I'm going, look, there's Nanny, she's like, oh my gosh, she really did do it. So that, to me, really took me from, I thought I knew that I knew, but I didn't know that I knew until that point. I mean, that leaves no doubt. There's no way I can say that after we die that we just kind of drop our stuff and we're still around, you know. Anyways, Millie had suggested that I started to read the Bible, and my grandma read the Bible all the time. Every night, I always remember her reading the Bible. And when Millie suggested, I had just come from a different church that, you know, they'd stand up and it just wasn't the right church for me. They'd stand up and everybody's sin-filled and you're going to go to hell. And so I thought the Bible was just one big negative book. But I thought, all right, I'll give it one more chance. So everything, I took classes last year for the first time, and everything she says in her classes, I have found out. It's just unbelievable how simple the Bible is. And I think that's really why I like this thought pattern. So anyways, I go home and I go, all right, come on, Nanny, come on, Blackwing, let's read the Bible together. And I open it up and it says, couldn't find it again, but anyways, it says something to the effect that test out what the head of the church says, don't just believe it, test it out, and, you know, test it out for yourself. And if you know Millie, she says that all the time. So I thought that was kind of coincidental. I go, that's coincidental. Then the next week, I was having, I had this customer that was absolutely screaming and saying, your company's reputation is horrible and this and that. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. He's like losing his mind, right? So I go home and I'm exhausted. Like I fall back on my bed like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? God, please help me. I hate to have a bad, can't have a bad reputation, and I'm trying to do my best to make it work for this guy. So I open the Bible and it says, a good reputation is more important than the most expensive perfume. So at this point, I'm thinking that there's like a can of camera or something. How the heck is this happening? I wasn't convinced yet. So I call the customer back, and after I'm saying, God, please help with this situation. Call the customer back, and I swear it wasn't 3 minutes later after I opened the Bible, and the customer said, you know, I'm really sorry. I lost my mind. You've been fair with us, and da-da-da. So God took care of that. Then the lessons start pouring in, right? So this summer, I had heard about a situation, and I did not think I was judgmental, but I remember saying to somebody, I go, I can't believe that they did that. Oh, I would never do that. Well, about 4 days later, I was put in that same situation, and I did exactly what they did. So.
Details.
So anyway. So anyways, I lay down on my bed and I go, oh, what am I doing? So I open the Bible and it says, what terrible things you've been saying about those people when you're just as bad as they are. At this point, I kind of think that God was walking with me and listening to me. So anyways, here's a funny one. Dennis and I were painting Millie's house, I think, or we were doing something at her house. And we were working, and Dennis and I were having fun and stuff, and I go home, rush home to get ready, because we're all going to go out to dinner, and I lay down, I go, so God, how have you been today? And I open the Bible, and it says, this is a funny one, you should help the elderly. Said, you should help the elderly women, real elderly women of the church. That makes God happy. I thought that was really cool. So that was a fun one. And then the other day, I hope you don't get bored of these stories, because I don't know what else to talk about. So then the other day, Shelly and I and Georgina were laying on my bed, and we had just finished fixing my house. We have the fire on, and the house was all clean, because I'm having an appraisal. So everything was all set, and we took like, you know, 14 days to get the house perfectly set for this guy. So the guy walks in, he takes like 3 seconds, measures this, measures that, not impressed with anything, and just kind of, you know. And he walks, I go, what a rip-off. No, I said, how much did I write the check for? He goes, $350. And I thought, oh, what a rip-off. But whoever's an appraisal person out here, I just thought it was like real quick, the $350. And I know they do stuff after. But anyways, I just said, what a rip-off, $350. So we're all laying on the bed, and I think Georgina said, open the Bible. So I open it up, and it says, those fellows worked all day for the same amount of money as that man did for 1 hour. So I go, wow, it's unbelievable, right? So, however, I guess you can talk to God. I'm just so appreciative for the Bible. It's been fun. So I just picked out a few things from the Bible, but I did want to talk about another lesson I learned, that thoughts matter. And, you know, we're always told that thoughts matter and thoughts travel, and I wasn't really sure. I was late for a meeting one day, and I was using this little hair blower, like the kind you get in hotels, that take you like 4 years to blow your hair. So I'm late to meet, and I'm going, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm thinking, I didn't say it, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going, this is the worst hair blower I've ever used. It's going to take me like a year, I'm going to be so late. I hate this hair blower. Hair blower goes out. I go, no, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. And the hair blower goes out. So I go, what am I going to do? And I'm thinking, oh, please, I didn't mean it. So I'm trying to turn back on. Doesn't work. So I'm looking for this other hair blower. I find this gross hair blower. It looks like it came out of a dumpster. And it blew. And it, so it was just a horrible hair blower. But so I, that's another thing that made me believe that thoughts matter. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the New Jersey experience that Phyllis was able to experience, and Georgina and myself. I was real fortunate, and Millie took us. I can't tell you guys how lucky we are to have Wednesday Forum. I always am, we were joking, I thought this whole place would be packed the first time I talked because I'm so nervous. I'm always saying this place should be packed, it should be packed, it should be packed. I don't get it. You know, I guess I've been to a bunch of different churches, and it's just such a simple thought pattern, you know, that I don't understand why it's not all packed, but for whatever reason. Anyways, when we were in New Jersey, there were people there that for like an hour's time with Millie or 3 hours time with the circle would wait, and they were just like thirsty people in the desert, couldn't wait to have a circle, couldn't wait to have any of these, any of our thoughts told to them. I mean, they were just so appreciative and so thirsty for it that it was really a neat experience. I would do it all the time if I could. It was just an awesome experience. And Marie was real nice to us there. And another thing I wanted to talk about is Rita. I was thinking about this the other day. What faith, and I can't even imagine what faith you have to have. I don't even think you took classes for very long, right? I don't know what words to tell you, but the faith that you have to start something up there and to keep doing it up there, it just makes such a difference that I think we should all clap for Rita. Yeah. So with that in mind, I guess I'm to the end, but I did want to say something that Susie, my favorite little girl back there, my seven-year-old, we were laying in bed the other night, and she always says such really neat things, like she did in the beginning of the talk. She said, you know, Mom, every day God gives us a quest. It could be to help someone else out or to help yourself out. And that is what we need to do to figure out each day of what we should do for God. And I think that's a pretty neat way to end it for seven-year-olds to say that.
Is absolutely delightful. I wish, would Susie come up, Shelley, for just a minute with me?
Oh, she's
She is raising a young lady. She's a single mother raising this little girl. And this little girl is perfection. Susie, please come up with me just a minute, honey. You can look at this child. Is she not perfection?
I'd like you to pick something up there. I don't know what you'd like.
And for Halloween, this guy, then that guy, and those guys up there. One guy was up there, somebody already took him. Will you pick that one?
It's on the piano.
Where are the guys?
You looking for him?
Isn't she just the cutest little thing you ever saw?
And you see. But now I get to tell one story on Liz that she didn't tell. Now they're where they belong. Very good. But God works for her in many ways. She kind of moves a little quick on the highway. Of course, she's capable because she thinks quick. And she drives constantly. So it's like second nature to her. But just sometimes she pulls a little pooch. More than once. No, but sometimes. Anyhow, she's going along the road, and Liz, if you don't tell it, I'll mess it up. Which one? Which time the cop stopped you, honey?
Oh, do you
want to
tell it
from,
like, totally honestly tell it?
Okay, honestly tell it, because you don't want me to.
All right.
Everybody knows what time she gets in on Sunday. Automatically, 15 minutes late every Sunday. Guaranteed.
Anyway, I was late. I was late and I ran a stop sign, didn't have my insurance. No, I had to. Ran a stop sign, didn't have my registration updated, and I have illegal things with it. So anyway. So it happened, and just as I was, and I didn't bring stuff in, like, in the middle of, it was, like, right by my house. You know, like, you just roll through, you know, there's no one ever there. That's the kind of, like, regardless of why. So I run through the stop, and I look to the left, there's a cop waiting. I thought, oh, is somebody annoying? So I pull over to the side, I roll down the window, I said, please make this quick. I'm just so late for the turn. I had no idea wrong, all these things. But I figured I'm going to get a ticket with, like, 7 minutes to time. Pastor, and she goes, Mom, look, there's black, and that's a sign that you're not going to get a ticket. And I go, oh, she has so much faith. Being ahead of your life. I go, well, actually, if that's me, we'll circle around the truck, then maybe I'll lose it for you. So, black people. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. The lady comes back and goes, I don't know what the heck just happened, but my computer system went down. I can't even write you a ticket.
Absolutely true. She has fun with God. And God has fun with her. Her business is vending machines. Hops around all over the place, placing his vending machines, making sure they keep filled. Got a guy helping her, of course. She's a little dynamic lady. Are you starting another business?
I believe so. No,
so she is going to have. She's just starting a 21. This thing holds 21 people. Long white limousine. She just got to start a limousine business. And she's probably going to call it, it's white, but she's probably going to call it Black Wing, we think. Put a little decorative black wing on there. Black Wing Limousine Service. So watch for it out there, everybody. And if you don't know, the thought is that the Indians blended so well with the earth plane that when they go free of the body, they've been very well with us who live here in America. And they ask God to let them work with us. Just hearing that quiet cold out there, if you haven't heard it before, it's a little hard to explain. But that's who Blackwing is. He has asked God to stay with Liz for as long as she wants him, to help her blend with this life on the earth plane with fewer obstacles. And they are here to help us. And we can ignore them if we want, or we can accept their help if we choose. But they're not forced upon us. It's our decision. Who's here for the first time?